Coming up after the news, you're listening to Campa Hudson, Live by Life on WJXC Acra, Catskill Hudson, 90.7 listener-supported radio for open ears. Tune in Monday at 6 for Campa Hudson Radio Live by Life. Okay, this is Kelly McCong with the Campa Hudson Live by Life Media Group, and we're here talking to Nick, part of the workshop working on the bird. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly, for the introduction. Hi, Nick. This is Kai with Camp Hill Hudson, and we wanted to ask you a few questions about the workshop that you guys just did. We wanted to ask you, first of all, in making these puppets, you're making them for Winter Walk, is that right?
Yes, we're making them for Winter Walk.
Okay, and we were wondering, what was your vision in creating this magnificent bird puppet? What was your vision coming into it? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I really had no idea what was going to happen coming into this. And both me and Rachel, we were kind of not given a lot of direction from Camp Hill Hudson or from Hudson Hall. And so really anything could have happened. It was a strong direction coming from Rachel that she wanted to not do kind of like traditional, like well-played, overplayed, like Christmas themes. And so we, as a group with the people, the folks from Campbell Hudson, just started, the first couple of days, we just started playing around with costumes. We sat in a circle. We talked about winter. We started in, I think it was July or August. So it was really hard to kind of imagine what winter was going to be like when it was very warm out. So we would do things like, there's a vault here at Hudson Hall, and we would go and sit in the vault in the dark and light a candle and we would try to like think about what winter was in the height of summer, which was a very unusual experience. And then at some point Rachel brought a poem from Mary Oliver. We had a couple different poems we read, but there was this one that kind of stuck. That was about winter and wind and kind of elements and snow. And there was this kind of vision of a snow bird or a wind bird.
Yeah.
And it kind of stuck in the group. We just kept coming back to that. And the other thing that was kept coming up in the group, because we were talking about cold and dark and winter, and was kind of this playing with the elements. So I don't know a lot about it, but there's a contemporary story, I think it's a television show, where people are working with elements.
Avatar, for the record.
Yeah. And they're manipulating the elements to like do things. They're kind of like alchemists or magicians, I imagine. I don't have a lot of experience, but this was this kept coming up in the group. And so we just kind of went with it. And so we have four lanterns, depicting the four elements. And then we have all the different little snowbirds, which are kind of like elementals, you know, that are kind of like,
What led you to come up with the idea of making the birds and for Winter Walk?
Well, there was the snowbird from this poem from Mary Oliver, and so we needed, part of this workshop was finding a job that everyone in the group could do and enjoy doing. And so one of the early tasks we had was making these feathers out of paper. A couple of students in particular, Allison, you made a lot of feathers.
That's right. Rachel
made a lot of feathers. And so these feathers, we just were making these feathers because we're like, we don't know, we're going to do something with a bird, the snowbird. And it just kind of organically evolved from there.
Very cool. That's cool that you guys try to kind of maybe stray away from overly, because there will probably be a lot of Christmas at Winter Walk.
We will all miss you, we will, this year. And I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I'll miss you too, yeah. I'll be back in the spring.
Melissa?
Hey, Nick. Good time, like, your trip.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you.
After, you know, you guys weren't sure what it was going to look like, and how do you feel like it all went for you guys? And how was it working with everybody at Camp Bill Hudson, with Melissa and Allison?
It was wonderful working with everyone from Camp Bill Hudson. It was, I really love doing things that I don't know what's going to happen. Because it's always really amazing to see what can happen and what does happen when you collaborate with people and work with people in that capacity. And I've had a really wonderful time. And I think we've made a lot of really, really cool stuff. And I think the parade will be really fun. And I hope that there's more things like this in the future.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for allowing us to interview, and good luck in the future.
Thank you, Kelly.